Okay, so yesterday we started the sugya of Lecha Mishnah. Right, we started the start of the topic discussing a number of issues. Started off by discussing the first issue about whether the chiyah, whether the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah was da'oraisa or drabanan. Then we moved on after that to discuss the inyan of pirsumei nisa. It seems like the purpose of the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is a mitzvah of pirsumei nisa. And we developed the idea within that, whether it was, you know, the inyan of pirsumei nisa is a general idea of appreciating Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to perform nisim, or whether it's also, right, in addition to that, also about the particular, you know, message of the specific nes that's being commemorated. And then we transitioned to discussing a very important issue about what the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah, right? Which is, what's the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah? And we started developing two general approaches, you'll see what I mean by that, two general approaches in terms of the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah. So the first general approach, we're going to see two different versions within this, but the first general approach is to say that the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah is to be oches, is to hold both breads, bishas, habracha. Right, so the first approach we can develop, continue developing right now, is that the Maisa Mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is to be oches both breads, the Lecha Mishnah, bishas, birchas, hapas. This is in contrast to the second approach, which is to say that the Maisa Mitzvah is the bitzias hapas, is literally to cut from both breads. But let's develop both of these approaches. Right, so the first approach, that the focus is not on the betziah, is not on the cutting, but it's rather on the achiza b'shas bracha. We started off yesterday by pointing out that this seems to be this clearly seems to be the shita of Rav Kahana. Right, Rav Kahana, which is the second line in the Gemara, where when they record a maisa, the Rav Kahana would be nakid tarte, he'd hold both, and only cut one. So it's very clear that what he sees as what has to be done with the Lecha Mishnah is the achiza, right? So it's clear from Rav Kahana, and again, the Lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin is even clearer, right? Because after it quotes Rav Kahana, it has three additional words where Rav Kahana, you know, presents the basis of the shita, where it says Amar Laktu Ksiv. Because the pasuk describing Lecha Mishnah is focused on the lakita, on the achiz, and as Rashi and Shabbos explains, there's no reference to the bitziah, to the cutting. The whole focus is on the achiza. So therefore, the achiza seems to be the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah. All right. So the first makor for this idea. For this first approach, that the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah is the achiza, is Rav Kahana. It seems like no one argues within Rav Kahana. The second, right, makor for this idea, already, you know, transitioning now to the realm of the Rishonim, is the Shita of Rashi. So we're going to see that a theme throughout Rashi's, you know, pirush of these Gemaras is that Rashi seems to go out of his way to explain, you know, different lines in the Gemara, which could have been interpreted as focusing not on the achiza, but rather on the betziah. But Rashi goes out of his way to reinterpret those various lines, that even those other lines in the Gemara, which seem to be pointing in the direction of being focused on the cutting, on the betziah, and says, no, even those are focused on the achiza. Because Rashi basically is not willing to say that this issue about the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah, gufa is a machlokas amarayim. Say, oh, Rav Kahana, you know, adopts the achiz approach, and the other amarayim, you know, it's like adopt the bitzi approach. He says, no, lekuliyama, everyone holds of this first approach that the focus is on the, called the achiza b'shas bracha, and therefore Rashi goes ahead and reinterprets various lines. So the first such Rashi, again, these Rashis are really mostly in Shabbos, but basically, the first line that Rashi comes to reinterpret is the line of Rabbi Abba. Right, the opening line in the sugya, both brachos lamentes, our sugya, and Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, is Rabbi Abba's introduction of the din of Lecha Mishnah. And right, we have Rabbi Abba, Manuel, would you mind just reading the line of Rabbi Abba? Right, so what is Rabbi Abba, when Rabbi Abba, you know, introduces, you know, the din of Lecha Mishnah, what does the focus seem to be on? How does he right? Right? Chayiv Adam Liptso al Shtei Kikaros. Sounds like you have a chayiv to be Liptso al Shtei Kikaros. And it sounds like, oh, the focus is on the Betziah. But Rashi in Shabbos, Dir Maschu Liptsoa, which we read yesterday, I believe it was Yoni, says, what does Liptsoa mean in the memory of Rabbi Abba? Liptsoa refers to Birchas HaMotzi, a very crucial Rashi. So, right, the first Rashi, which clearly, right, you know, takes a line which at first glance seems to be focused on the Betziah, on the cutting, and interprets it rather on the, right, Achiza B'Shas Bracha, is this Rashi, again, Diramas Liptsoa in Shabbos, which says, no, when Rabbi Abba says Liptsoa, he's not focusing on the Betziah Sapas in terms of cutting. His reference of Liptsoa is referring to the Birchas HaMotzi. That's Rashi, and one a very important Rashi, which we'll get back to in a few moments. That's one example of Rashi, again, reinterpreting a Gemara, a line of the Gemara, which seems to be focused on the Betziah, on the Betziah, and rather reinterprets it as referring to the right, the Achiza, B'Shas Bracha, is that Rashi that defines the verb, Liptso, of Rabbi Abba, as referring to the Birchas HaMotzi, and not the act of cutting. Fine. The second Rashi is in the context of Reb Zera. Right? Basically, there are three important lines in the Gemara. There's the member of Rabbi Abba, which you just you know, saw Rashi's interpretation of the Maisa of Rav Kahana, which is clearly, you know, referring to the Achiza, and then the third line is the Shita of Rav Zera, right? I don't think we read this yet. Meir, would you mind reading the Gemara, Rav Zera? All right, the same line as in both in Shabbos and in Brachos. Right, so right after the Gemara is the Maisa of Rav Kahana that says that he was Nakit Tartu Batzachada, that he thinks that holding two suffices. You have the statement of Reb Zera.
Reb Zera, Batza, Akula, Shirusa.
What does it say? Have a Batza, Akula, Shirusa.
He would take, Rashi says, Pusik Dolish.
Okay, before we get into Rashi, what do you think the Pashup Shah on this Gemara is? Have a Batza, Akula, Shirusa.
He would cut.
So, right, it sounds like he would cut Akula, Shirusa. That sounds like all the breads that are in front of him, right? It sounds the Pashup, very important to always, before jumping to Rashi, try to figure out what is the Pashup on the Gemara, to then appreciate, is Rashi just giving the Pashtas, or is Rashi, explaining Shloka Pashtas for some reason? And here, the simple interpretation of the Gemara is that he would cut, sounds like all the breads which were present. And we'll see many Rishonim adopt that. But Rashi says no. Mayor, go for it.
It's a big piece that was enough for him for the whole Suda on Shabbos.
Exactly. So Rashi doesn't explain like the Pashas that the person cut, that Reb Zera cut every single loaf of bread that was in front of him. No! He's only talking about cutting one loaf, and what Reb Zera, what the statement of a Batza Kula Shirusa means that he would cut a big piece. And right, Rashi actually in Shabbos explains a little bit more that the purpose of cutting a big piece, it's like it shows a chibub of owning Shabbos, that you're right, you're planning on eating a lot, l'shem owning Shabbos, and therefore you cut off a big piece to demonstrate that. Right? The lashon of Rashi in Shabbos is v'nire, right, v'day lo bal osas, sorry, batzal l'kule shirusa, prusa gedole, he cuts a big piece, v'day lo bal osas suda, big enough that it would suffice the entire suda, l'chavat Shabbos, is all l'chavat Shabbos, v'nire kimechavev suda Shabbos, u'lizchazek l'echol harbet, right, through cutting a big piece that shows you're demonstrating your chibub for suda Shabbos and onik Shabbos.
This Rashi seems to say that you need to cut a big enough piece for all three meals, or only for the...
L'chol ha-se'uda. I think all for that particular se'uda on Shabbos.
Why does it say
l'chol ha-se'uda b'Shabbos? For all of that se'uda on Shabbos. Not like se'udos Shabbos.
Isn't that still... You could have just said, l'chol ha-se'uda.
I'm saying he's focusing on Shabbos. Exactly, Dafka didn't Shabbos to show
your... We know that from context already.
What?
But we know that from context.
No, I'm saying he's trying to... Because the whole point is the chibah of Onik Shabbos. I think he's referring to the meal itself. I think it's the meal itself.
What does
Shirusa mean? Shirusa literally means meal. I actually looked that up also. I was like, what exactly? So it means for the entire meal. It's the way Rashi understands it. We'll get back to this. He sees it as... But a more lik kula shirusa. You cut for the entire meal. right? The piece that you take. Rishonim, we're going to say that's a little lavdafka. We're going to get to this right now, right? So Rashi, very important. What? Okay, yeah. A suggestion, perhaps. Meaning, he doesn't know that. But he says, perhaps, right? But very important, right? And we're going to see that a lot of Rishonim are bothered by this Rashi, because this Rashi brings up many issues, both in the Lashon of the Gemara, given the context, and right, there's an issue with context, there's an issue with the Lashon of the Gemara, there's an issue with another Gemara. There are a lot of problems with this Rashi, which we'll get to when we see the other Rishonim. And the big question is, why does Rashi interpret this Shaloka Pashtas? Why doesn't Rashi just simply interpret that that Rabbi Zera cut all the breads which were present? So I think the answer is that it's Rashi Lashitasa. Rashi throughout the sugya is downplaying the significance of the bitzia, of the cutting. Because Rashi Lashitasa thinks that the focus, the gedder of the Maisa Mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is not the bitzia, but it's rather the achiza b'shas bracha, generally. We'll fine-tune that for Rashi in just a moment. But generally speaking, Rashi thinks that the focus is on the bracha and the achiza. And therefore, since Rashi thinks the focus is not on the bitzia, not on the cutting, but rather on the achiza b'shas bracha, so therefore Rashi Lishitasa, just like Rashi reinterpreted Rabbi Abba's statements of Lipsoa al shtei kikaros, to say that the bitzia there is referencing the bracha, so too Rashi Lishitasa says, no, it's not that he was cutting all the different pieces, because there's no value in cutting all the different pieces mitzad Lecha Mishnah. So it must be this other din, nothing to do with Lecha Mishnah really per se. It's this other din of cutting a big piece to show your Onik Shabbos. So I think very much both of these Rashis, both his interpretation of Rabbi Abba and his interpretation of Rabbi Zera, are both Lashitaso to downplaying the Betziah and basically interpreting the entire sugya in light of Rav Kahana. Now, just like Rav Kahana says the focus is on the Achiza, and the Betziah is, you just have to cut one. Rashi says, yeah, that's a linchpin. Everyone agrees to that, both Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Zera, and therefore interprets both Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Zera as downplaying the Betziah, right, in line with Rav Kahana. So again, in terms of this first approach, that the focus is not on the Betziah, but is rather on the Achiza B'Shas Bracha, first you have the clear, right, Shita of Rav Kahana, that no one really could argue with, and then you have, when the Rishonim, Rashi, right, Rashi Lashitaso adopts this approach and thinks that all the Amoraim agree to this, this Yesoda focusing on the Achiza is not limited to Rav Kahana, it also extends to Rabbi Abba in the first line of the Gemara, and Rabbi Zera in the third line of the Gemara, and now let's move on to other Rishonim as well. So you have Rabbi Kahana, Makor number one. Makor number two is Rashi throughout the sugya. And now moving on to the Rambam, which is Makor number three. So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet. Anybody have the Rambam with them? Yeah, it's a very simple line. The Rambam, when formulating the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, he paskins like Rav Kahana, that the focus of Lecha Mishnah is on the Achiza. And therefore, as long as you're holding both breads, say B'shas Bracha, presumably, so then you can even be both, you only have to be both say from one of the breads, because the focus, the gedder of the Maisa Mitzvah, is on the Achiza. So this is Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet. You got it? See, half as, see, U'B'Shabbasos, U'B'Yom Tovim. So how does he formulate right on Shabbos and Yom Tov? We'll get back to the Yom Tov piece. It's a chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah, and how does he formulate the chiyuv? What's the Maisa Mitzvah? What has to be done with both breads? No tell shtem be'yado. It's the achiza. Take both breads in your hand. That's the kiyum of Lecha Mitzvah. That's the Maisa Mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. And then Upotse Achasme, and then because you accomplished the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah by holding both, you could be Botseya from one of them. So the Rambam, since it clearly paskin like Rav Kahana, that the gedder of the Maisa is the gedder of the Maisa mitzvah is on the Achiza. Right? Fine. That's the Rambam. Yes.
You can also say that the other Rishonim say paskin like Rav Kahana. They just say in the other Amoraim that's just not like that. Love that
kind of
Rambam. That's like Rav Kahana, but maybe things.
No. Yeah, 100%. But one point, is that halach. I mean, the way the Rambam paskins that the gedder of the halacha, the gedder of the Lecha Mishnah, is focused on the achiza. Yes, that's coming from Kahana. So you don't know what the Rambam's conception of Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Abba like you do from Rashi, because Rambam doesn't, is not a running commentary. He just tells you what the halacha ma'isa is. But one point is that Lamaisa, according to Rambam's psak, the gedder of the ma'isa mitzvah is on the achiza. You're right. You don't know as much as Rashi. Rashi, you right from Rashi, you know that not only is that the pshat and Rabbi Kahana, that's also pshat and Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Zera, but at least from the Rambam, right? The psak of the Rambam is that the gedder of the ma'isa mitzvah is on the achiza. Good, fine. Next is the Meiri, right? The Meiri, not surprisingly, follows along the lines of the Rambam, which he does many times. The Rambam follows the psak of the Rambam. The Meiri, when formulating the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, again formulates it in terms of the achiza. Again, no reference to Reb Kahana, but definitely thinks that Reb Kahana, is the koveya. So this is the Meiri in our sugya. Lama Tassam Beis, Dirmaskol Chayav Adam. Anybody have the Meiri? All right, open. So the Meiri in Dirmaskol Chayav Adam. Again, we read this yesterday, focusing on the Pursumei Nisa, the way he formulates the Zecher Lecha Mishnah. But now we're going to focus on the way he describes the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. You got anything, Lach?
Chayav Adam Mitzvah B'Shabbos Ashtei Kikar Shleimos Apesud Ashrishes.
Right, so the way the Meiri explains that the gedder of Lecha Mishnah is Vayikach biyado hashtayim, biochez hold both, and then once you're holding both, and you're mekayim the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, so therefore you only have to be botzea on one of them because the focus is on the achiza. So again, very clear, the Rambam and the Meiri are both paskening seemingly like Rav Kahana, Shmuel is pointing out, and thinking that the achiza is the koveya. Next Rishon, which is going to be very important, is the Ritva in Shabbos. So here the Ritva is explaining the Shita, not only of Rav Kahana, but is explaining the Shita of Reb Zera. And similar to Rashi, in the sense that the Ritva is going to explain Reb Zera as not focusing on Bitsia as cutting, but rather to be focused, like Rashi is going to downplay the role of the bitzia of the cutting, and is going to reinterpret Reb Zera in line with the achiza approach. But we're going to see the way the Ritva explains it is slightly different than Rashi. Anybody have the Ritva and Shabbos here? Mm-hmm. Anybody bring the Ritva and Shabbos? Yeah. Is that it? Okay. Basically, the Ritva in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis Dir Maschol Reb Zera. So there, the Ritva, like other Rishonim, quotes Rashi's explanation of Reb Zera. Quotes Rashi's explanation of, oh, that's all about cutting off a big piece. He says, no, that doesn't work. For all the reasons we'll see, it doesn't work with context. It doesn't work with even the classical Girsa of the Gemara. It doesn't work with another Gemara. So he rejects Rashi. But instead of saying, like the other Rishonim, that, oh, Rabbi Zera is all about, right, the bitzia on all the present breads, meaning it's all about cutting all the breads that are present, the Ritva says, no, what the bitzia of Rabbi Zera is what? Well, how does the Ritva define the bitzia? Oh, when Reb Zera says botza akula sheirusa, what does that mean to be botzea on all the present breads?
All the loaves on the table.
To do what?
That he's going to eat, right?
To do what? What do you do with it?
You cut them.
You not cut them. That's what other Rishonim say. You hold them. Right? See the lashon. Right, drebzera batza akulu kikaros demanchi kameh. Your botseya, quote unquote, all the kikaros which are present, the lo de batzalu, but not that you cut them. Ela denoket lukulu, you hold all of them, and then ubatza chadaminai, and then you can cut one of them. So the Ritva, right, adopts this, right, explains drebzera as aligning with this first approach, that the focus of Lecha Mishnah is on the achiza, is on the holding, and therefore when Reb Zera says batza akula shirusa, what he means is that he's arguing on Reb Kahana, because Reb Kahana earlier said, right, hold both and cut one. So now Reb Zera is coming along and says, no, it doesn't suffice to hold both, because you have to also hold all the breads that are in front of you. But again, the Ritva is trying to explain not only Reb Kahana is focused on the achiza, but even Reb Zera is focused on the achiza. Right? So in line with Rashi, only in the sense that he's downplaying the cutting, the bitzia, within Reb Zera, right, the focus on the right, the pitzia of all the present loaves, right? But a little different than Rashi, right? Because Rashi just says, oh, because he wants to downplay the pitzia. Rashi says, oh, Reb Zera is talking about a completely different inyan of, you know, how big the piece is. The Ritva says, no, Reb Kahana is still within the realm of Lecha Mishnah, but again, focused on the Achiza. I'll take questions in a moment. So, right, the Ritva's explanation of Reb Zera is trying to say that even Reb Zera is along the lines of this first approach, that the focus is on the Achiza. Yes?
Why would he look like a Rav Tenita?
What?
According to the Ritva
Shita. Because the Ritva says, because you're like, you're holding all of them. It's like you're holding five pieces of bread.
So you look like you're out to Nutsa, you're not eating them.
Well, it appears gluttonous.
Like when you take all the left, that
isn't. Meaning, it's like hoarding. Didn't I hoarding? Like,
yeah. That's the halacha. If you have to gather them and you put them in front of you, then you don't look like a glutton.
Well, you're making the bracha for everyone at table. You're not
just
making it for yourself.
I'm saying, the answer, right, the yeshiva of Reb Zera is like, no, the fact that you only do this on Shabbos, it makes it very clear that it's a din in Shabbos. But well, like, maybe when someone's hoarding all this food, it's, you know, I hear the havamina, you know, that sounds ravenous, gluttonous, whatever word you want to use for it. It looks bad.
It's the din, like...
Yeah, but the point, we're challenging, why should that be the din if the din gives off this implication of Rav Snusa?
Is that really a question? Like, why is that a question?
Seems like he only doesn't like the question. Sorry. You're saying why is meaning? It's like a Derech Eretz point. Meaning it's not work. Again, it sounds like that aspect. I mean, it sounds like Reb Zera is some type of heater, right? It sounds like, you know, a maker, a din. You don't, you know, it would suffice to hold. Let's say within the Ritva. It sounds like a maker, a din would suffice to hold the two. But he's saying, oh, no, a hidur would be to, like, hold all of them. So he's saying it's not worth to do that hidur if there's this counter pressure of this, you know, lack of derech eretz.
It wouldn't be, according to it, it wouldn't be ikar din to hold all of them.
I mean, I don't think so. I think it's, the ritz was like, I'm pointing out, I don't think so. That's my impression. It sounds like, you know, ikar din, if you hold the two, that's me, Mekai, and the din of Lecha Mishnah. But it's like an ikar, like, once the focus of Lecha Mishnah is on the achiza, you might as well hold all of them. That sounds like that's the hidur. That's my impression. Shmuel.
Also, the Rambam and the Meiri said the interpretation in Rashi of the you have to take a big piece. So you go on.
Yeah, exactly. Good, exactly. Very good. Yeah, we're going to say that for the Rambam. We're going to say that for the Shulchan Aruch, but yeah. Good point, right? So the Rambam and the Meiri, and remember that, I guess they also interpret Reb Zera, right, like Rashi, that it's talking about a different inyan of cutting a big piece, because again, l'shitaso, they don't think there would be any inyan of like cutting many pieces of bread, because there's no, because that's once you think the focus is on the achiza, there'd be no value of you know, cutting multiple pieces of bread. So it's rather a separate inyan of taking a big piece. You under your hand?
No.
You did, right?
I did.
Okay, I'm not crazy. Okay, so right, just to finish off this first approach, that the focus is on the achiza, b'shas bracha is the Shulchan Aruch. Right, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ayin Dalid Sif Aleph. Anybody have the Shulchan Aruch on them? All right, so the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Dalid Aleph. Again, when he formulates the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, again focuses right the Lecha Mishnah part, like what has to be done with both loaves. It says not the bitzia, but rather the achiza. So Reish Ayin Dalid Aleph. Shulchan Aruch. Michal, you got it?
Yes.
It's Aleph. You say She'oche? Right? So the way the Shulchan Aruch presents this, the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is that your Oche's Shtem, the mice that has to be done with both, with the Lecha Mishnah, is the Achiza, and then you can be Botzea, and then you can cut one of them. And the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Gimel points out that the Achiza should be done when? Bishas Bracha, right? Right, we'll get back to this idea that it's the Achiza Bishas Bracha that seems to be the significant time of when the Maisa Mitzvah of the Achiza should be done. So the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Gimel points out that the Achiza of the Shulchan Aruch is referring to the Shas Bracha. Fine. And then the next Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Dalet points out that basically says, oh, the Shulchan Aruch is basically passing like Rav Kahana, and he brings out the drasha that, yeah, because the focus of the psukim is on the lakita, is on the achiza, and not the pitzia. That's the makor for Rav Kahana, and thereby the Shulchan Aruch, to say that the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah is on the achiza. Fine. Right, so again, clearly in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch, again, is going along the lines of the Rambam, right, that we pass in like Rav Kahana, that the Geder of the Maisa is focused on the Achiza, right, as explicated by those two Mishnah Berurahs. And then, to write Shmuel's Ha'ara, but not in the Rambam, but in the Shulchan Aruch, is that the next Sif, or the Shulchan Aruch, like Rashi, explained by Paskins, the Din of Reb Zera, this idea of cutting a big piece. Michal, what do you mind? Sif Beis? Right. So what's the there's this Indian to cut a big piece, right? To show your chibum, to show your excitement for the Oneg Shabbos. What? Yeah, I don't know why.
The Rambam also
says. I said the same ha'ara that we had by the Rambam we're having in the Shulchan Aruch, and just to point out, right, just like we said that Rashi was l'shitaso. Shulchan Aruch is also l'shitaso. The same way that Rashi, right, who basically focuses on the achiza, therefore says that the inyan of Reb Zera was not on cutting multiple loaves, it was all about cutting a big piece. So to the Shulchan Aruch, also l'shitaso. The same Shulchan Aruch who, again, right, who is, you know, paskening Reb Kahana and thinks that the focus is on the achiza, thereby downplaying the bitziah, the cutting of both loaves, says, yeah, the Reb Zera's din has also nothing to do with cutting multiple loaves, because there's no inyan of cutting multiple loaves. It's rather a separate inyan of cutting a big piece to show your chibud, to show your excitement for the oneg Shabbos. So again, just like so Rash l'shitaso, Shulchan Aruch, Meiri, and Shulchan Aruch are all l'shitaso. If you focus on the achiza, you're going to thereby interpret Reb Zera as not being botzea multiple loaves, but rather just cutting a big piece. So Adkan, we basically just developed, right, we just saw a number of Rishonim within this first general approach, that the focus of the mitzvah is on the achiza b'shas bracha. But I'd like to just point out that within this first approach, that's the achiza b'shas bracha, I'd like to suggest there are really two different versions of this. Whether the focus is on the achiza, or whether the focus is really on the bracha. And we see two different versions of this first approach. Right, so again, is it the focus on the achiza and the bracha is just the timing? Or really is the focus on the bracha being on both loaves and the achiza is just because, you know, when you're making a bracha on both loaves, you have to hold, you know, the chetza shel bracha. So we're going to see right now. Right? So the first called version, we'll call it version 1A, it's to say that the focus of the Maisa Mitzvah is on the achiza of both loaves, right? And according to this version, right, the focus of the maisa is on the achiza, and the bracha is just simply the timing, right? Because, right, if the focus is on the achiza, when is the significant point in time where you're supposed to hold both of them? So the answer is b'shas bracha, right? B'shas bracha, that's the significant timing. That's a significant time in which you fulfill the Maisa Mitzvah of Achizas Shtei Halacha. Again, this seems to be the focus, this seems to be the simple pshat in Rav Kahana. Again, when Rav Kahana says, Denukit Tarti, the whole reference, the only Maisa which is referenced in regards to the, in terms of the two loaves, Lecha Mishnah, is the Maisa Nikita, is the Maisa Achiza. Alright, so the push pshat of Rav Kahana is Rav Kahana is adopting this first version, 1A, that the focus is on the Maisa Achiza. And similarly, many of the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Meiri, and the Shulchan Aruch, again, are all focused, or all, when they formulate the din, are all focused on the Achiza. So most of them, right, so most of the Rishonim, most of the Farshim within general approach number one, seem to be adopting this version 1A, that the focus is on the Maisa Achiza. And the Shas Bracha is simply the timing, right, the significant time at which you're supposed to perform that Maisa Achiza. And we'll see the contrast to Rashi, who adopts approach 1B, that the focus is on the Bracha itself. But before we get to version 1B, right, I'd like to just analyze, take a step back and analyze this version 1A. Right, according to this, right, version 1A, right, adopted by most of the Rishonim within approach number one, is to say that the focus of the Maisa Mitzvah is on the Maisa Achiza. And the question is, why? Why would the Mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah be formulated in terms of the Maisa Achiza? If you just think about it, contrast it with the other approaches. The other two approaches, we'll call approach right 1B, that the focus is on the Bracha, on the Birchas HaPas, being on both, as we'll see in Rashi. Or approach number two, that the focus is on the Bitsia, on the cutting of both loaves. So those two other approaches, be it the focus on the Birchas HaPas being on both, or the Bitsia HaPas being on both, both of those other approaches seem to be more intuitive, right? Because the classic understanding of Lecha Mishnah is that you're supposed to be Koveya Seuda, right, in order to commemorate, right, the nes of Lecha Mishnah by the man, we're on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're Koveya the Seuda on two loaves. And therefore, if you're thinking about being Koveya Seuda on two loaves, so the options of making a bracha on two loaves or having a bitzias apas on two loaves are the way to accomplish the kaviya suda, right? If you're trying to be kaviya suda on both loaves, so I hear those two options: either the way you accomplish being kaviya suda on both lecha mishnas is either by making the bracha on both, version 1B, or by cutting both, because bitzias apas, right? In halacha is a way of being koveya seuda on the pas. So one way to be koveya seuda on both loaves is by cutting from both. So I understand both those versions. Again, since the simple pshat in the mitzvah of lecha mishnah is to be koveya seuda on both breads, so either be koveya seuda by making sure that your bracha is on both, or by cutting both. Those are the classic ways of being koveya seuda on both. But to hold both, what's this inyan of being oches both b'shas bracha? Where do we find, to my knowledge, there's no idea of the achiza being koveya the seuda. The bracha could be koveya seuda, right? The betzias apas we know is could be koveya seuda. But where does this idea, where does this focus on the maisa achiza come from that so many of these rishonim seem to be focused on?
Yeah. Galadas, that you want these to be for your seuda. You're showing, you're picking them up, like...
Okay, but why the achiza over the bracha and over the betzias? I mean, generally, I want to point out that the classical ways to be koveya seuda is through the betzias apas, through the cutting, and through the bracha. I'm pointing out just in the realm of hilchos brachos, achiza doesn't seem... I mean, the only time we see an achiza is like, yeah, when you want to make a bracha on something, right, you hold the chetzah shel bracha. But again, that's all focused on the bracha. Where do you find this focus on achiza? Yeah. Okay. Now I'm asking. Good. You mean, and that's Rav Kahana's focus on. But why is the focus on the lakita?
That's
when the nes happened.
What was the nes?
This is the day.
They found times two.
Okay. Good. Okay. Good. Excellent. That's what I would like to suggest. That's what I was mitzayin those Rashi's. Right. Rashi al Torah says, why is there a focus on the luck to, right, Lecha Mishnah? Why is the pasuk seem to be focused on the Lakita, and in our language, and which thereby causes this approach 1A to focus on the Achiza on the Lakita? Says Rashi, because the Nes wasn't that a double portion of Mun fell on Erev Shabbos, and, right, double portion fell for every person, and therefore every person just collected a double portion. What was the Nes? What happened? Each person collected how much? A normal portion of an omer, and then the nes was that what? That lakita of one portion doubled into a double portion. So perhaps I'd like to suggest that because the focus of the nes that we're trying to, you know, be mefarsim, trying to commemorate, was the nes pertaining to the lakita. The lakita of a single omer was transformed into a double portion, into a lecha mishnah. So since the focus of the nes that we're trying to commemorate was on the lakita, was on the achiza, so perhaps that's why this whole group of rishonim, of mefarshim, right, starting with Rav Kahana, going down to the Rambam, the Meiri, right, the Ritva, and the Shulchan Aruch are all focused on the Achiza, perhaps because the Lakita was the focus of the Nes. Again, that they were Malakate, one portion, and that single portion which transformed what was doubled on Shabbos. Just to conceptualize the Machokis before I take the questions. So what comes out of this, right, right, is two different conceptions of how we want to be mefarsim the nes. What aspect of the nes are we focusing on? The other approaches, which focus on being koveya seuda on lecha mishnah, so their focus is being mefarsim the result of the nes, the totsa of the nes. They're saying, oh, the result of the nes was that, yeah, there was a double portion upon which Klal Yisrael was able to make seuda from. So the other two approaches, approaches 1b and approach number 2, which says the focus is on either the bracha or on the bitzia to be koveya seuda on double. So they're focused on being mefarsim, right, the totsa of the nes. The totsa, the result of the nes, that they had double portion to eat. So we're now going to be koveya seuda on a double portion to commemorate the totsa of the nes. Masha Enkin, is approach number 1, is not focused on the totsa of the nes, but rather focus on the process of the nes itself. That since the nes itself, yes, granted, it resulted in a double portion, but the process of the nes, which related to the lakita itself, that the lakita of a single portion basically miraculously was doubled into a double portion. So this approach number 1, it says, don't focus simply on the result that they had a double portion, therefore we're going to be koveya seuda on a double portion. They say, no, focus on the process of the nes itself, which was focused on the lakita. So have the gedder of the mitzvah of lecha mishnah also be focused on the lakita, on the achiza, which commemorates the process of the nes itself. Yes, Nadav.
Isn't there a concept that God will only be mavarech davar samui minayim?
Okay.
So then once there was already a lakita, then why would God cause a neskele to double it?
Well, I think it happened overnight when, you know, each person was malakit, they're single, and then all of a sudden they woke up the next morning and they found the double portion.
After, but that would be after they'd eaten the single portion,
though. No? I'm not sure about that. I thought that was the pashas. I thought it was overnight. And anybody? I thought that was it. But interesting question. Meaning, I'm not so bothered by the question. Meaning, what exactly are you bothered by?
That once there's already been a.
You're just asking a stump question on Rashi Alto.
Yeah.
You're just asking.
Once there's been a lakita or a medida, how could there be a bracha to make a kafel?
Because why? What's the problem with it? Why isn't the Samim Minayim? I mean, they collected it. Now it's in their backpack, wherever it is, their bag, and then it gets doubled. That's not Samim Minayim. No, a Pasha's not Samim Minayim.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. You'll see.
Because he's saying it's not Bishat Alekita Mama. It's saying Bishat when they're counting it.
I know, but
then they find double, but now when they're...
I know, but we're going to see Rashi's approach 1B.
Exactly, Rashi's approach 1B.
That's focused on the bracha, not on the lakita.
Right? Because lakita, they didn't actually have times 2. Didn't ring times 2.
I'm saying, what I'm suggesting is that, but the bracha pertained to the lakita. That a lakita of a single version basically ends up giving you a double portion. It's not that, you know, it's not the timing that the nace took place. Huh?
The point isn't the lakita happened and that was the nace, the lakita.
No, but I'm saying...
It's the medida.
Well, the medida, that's just the calculation of the lakita, no?
But it's still, it's not picking it up. It's not the achiza.
No. What do you mean by the lakita? It wasn't like, they miraculously scooped it. I mean, what I mean by that is that the...
No, you can say.
I mean, again, remember Rashi al Torah is focusing on right, the luck too, right? As if, like, the nace, the reason why the Torah focuses on
the. Why is Rashi so the hook to say that? So much why easier is he to what? Say. He's so the hook to say that when they counted. So much easier to say that it rains as times two.
So, well, again, it's not a.
Rain times two drops.
Yeah, so again, Rashi, I think, is coming off. It's not a Shir in Rashi al Torah, but. Rashi, I think, is also coming off of the Lashon HaKra, Pasuk Hey. It says, V'haya Mishneh. And it was double.
Okay.
It's like Piton, right? And there was double. It sounds like, at a point it wasn't, and then it was double. And then there was two. You know what I'm saying?
It's still not on the end of the Kitab.
Because I think the Chiddush is that a Lakita of a single portion resulted... Basically, ended up providing a in Lakita of a single portion provided you a double portion.
But it would have happened in modern Shachar. It's not from the Lakita.
No, but I'm saying, but it was a Marat, I mean, the Nais was that, look, you only did a Lakita of a single, and yet you got double.
But you had
the Nais wasn't Bishat Lakita.
I understand. I don't think it's a din of the timing. So I think it's a...
Why would you pick up both of them? Why don't you just pick up one and then bring the second one after you?
Because, again, we're not...
And then the Lakita is one, and then you eat two.
Because I don't think we can... Because God is not doubling our bread here. There's no way to actually, you know, reenact Hashem. So I think the way we reenact is by having a Lakita.
A Lakita.
Obviously, but we can't perform Nisim when we do a Lecha Mishnah every Friday night and Shabbos.
We're doing a show to Pesuma Nisa.
Yes, but on point of that is that we can't pick up one and have it magically turn into two.
Right, if you pick up one and then like add the second one when we want to...
Okay, so I think Rishonim are saying we're trying to focus on the Lakita to reference back to the fact that that Lakita, was the subject of the Nais.
Let's move
on to Rashi right now. So Adkan, move a little faster. Right, so Adkan, we saw, basically approach 1A, said the focus was the Achiza alone. We pointed out many of the Rishonim that we mentioned before within approach number one, were focused, again, we're only focused on the Achiza and made no reference at all to the Bracha. That's in stark contrast to Rashi, which we read in Shabbos. By Rashi in Shabbos, Kuf Yizayin Amud Beis, Dirmas Chalutzoa, right, when explaining Rabbi Abba, says when Rabbi Abba says Chayiv Adam Litzoa Al Shtei Kikaros, Litzoa is Birchas Hapas. So Rashi seems to have a different version. We're calling now version 1B to saying that the gedder of the Maisa Mitzvah is a Birchas Hapas on Lecha Mishnah. Is to have your bracha of Hamotzi go on both loaves of bread. So again, you need the achiza of both, because there's a din in, right, I think we learned this, one of Rav Akiva's last shiurim, is the idea that when you are making a bracha rishona, you're supposed to hold that the food, right, the chefza in your hand. So again, yes, Rashi is going to say, what?
You have to have the chefza in front of you.
I think there's an Indian also to hold it.
You
should hold it. Right, so according to Rashi, when Rav Kahana is focusing on dinoket tarti, Rashi's going to say, you're noket tarti, right? Yeah. Right? Your oches both, not because the achiza is the maisa mitzvah. Really, the maisa mitzvah is the birchas hapas on both, but you're being oches both because when you're making a bracha on both, then you have to hold both. So again, version 1a says the maisa mitzvah is the achiza of both, and the bracha is just the timing. According to version 1b of Rashi, no, the Maisa Mitzvah is the Birchas HaPas on both, and the Achiza is merely, once the Bracha is going on both, you have to hold both. So again, fundamentally, different, versions here, which we're going to see, have Nafka Mina, Lahalacha, as we'll see, starting tomorrow. Right? But again, so version 1a is that the Maisa Mitzvah is the Achiza. Version 1b is that the Maisa Mitzvah is the Birchas HaPas on both. Which then brings us to general approach number two. Right, approach number two, as referenced before, is the idea that the focus of the Maisa Mitzvah is on the Bitziyas Hapas, right? Is on cutting both breads. So I would say the first makor, right, for this is the Pashas of Rabbi Abba. Right, if you go back to Rabbi Abba's original statement, when Rabbi Abba introduces the Din of Lecha Mishnah, he says very clearly, Ubishabis. Chayev Adam Litzoa Ashti Kikaros. So the simple pshat of Rabbi Abba, again, obviously Rashi notwithstanding, but the simple pshat of Rabbi Abba is the fact that the Gedder HaMitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is to be Botzea Ashti Kikaros, is to cut both breads, and therefore the Maisa Mitzvah is on the Bitziya Sapas. Right? So in line with this simple, that the simple pshat of Rabbi Abba is simply to be Botzea from both Kikaros, the Shita Mikubetzes, it says that this is the pshat of Rabbi Abba. So if you look at the Shita Mikbetzes that I have, I was not all my Kovetz particularly doesn't have the Shita, so I just printed it here. But if you look at the first Shita, on the Mar Makomos, it's very clear the Shita says that the Pshat in Rabbi Abba is that you have to be Botzea from both. Yoni, would you mind? Your mask of Chayv Adam.
Chayv Adam, so I'll stick. So I was Pierce, so I'm ashamed. You have to
cut from both.
Exactly. So perish, meaning the perish, the explanation of Rabbi Abba's, you know, verb of litzoa shteki karas is yet litzoa mishtem. Pashipshat. So right. So the first, makor for the second approach that the focus is on the bitzias apas is the simple understanding of Rabbi Abba's initial memra, as explained by the Shito Mikubetzes, which is just explaining the pashtas. Fine. The second makor for the second approach is the Shita of Rabbi Zeira, as explained by most Rishonim. Right, we know it was read before. The Rabbi Zeira, the ma'aseh of the Rabbi Zeira, is the Rabbi Zeira have a batza akula sheirusa, which we said before literally means that he would cut all of the bread which is being used for the seudah. We're going to see right now that many Rishonim interpret Rabbi Zeira against Rashi and against the Ritzvah as simply saying that Rabbi Zeira requires you to be botzea, to cut from every loaf of bread which is present on the table. Right? This is the Shita of Rav Hai Gon, quoted by the Rashba. Right? The Rashba on our Gemara, Lam Tesam Vez, Dirmasel Rabbi Zeira, and quotes Rav Hai Gon as interpreting Rabbi Zeira like this. The Rashba himself interprets it like this, both here and in Shabbos. And the Shita Mikubetzes also interprets like this. So again, right? So the current interpretation of Rabbi Zeira is referring to the fact that you're supposed to cut all of the loaves in front of you, which again seems to imply that the focus of Lecha Mishnah is all on the Betzias Apas, and therefore Rabbi Zeira, who seems to be like a heater of Lecha Mishnah, which is say, take Lecha Mishnah, which is all about Betzias Apas, and apply that not only to the basic, the minimum of two, but apply that to be botzea from every single, loaf of bread which is present. So you have Rav Hai Gon, you have the Rashba, both here and in Shabbos, and you have the Shita Mikubetzes, all saying this. And just to, basically all of them reject Rashi based on a number of factors. We'll just do it quickly. They all reject Rashi based on a number of factors, one of which is simply just the context. Right, the sugya here is all about Lecha Mishnah, right? Reb Zeira just said a din in Lecha Mishnah. Oh, the din of Lecha Mishnah. Reb Kahana just had a din in Lecha Mishnah. Reb Kahana's din is that the only thing that has to be done with both loaves is the achiza. So then, sounds like says all these Rishonim. And then Reb Zeira is coming to argue midini Lecha Mishnah and the inyan of Lecha Mishnah. No, it doesn't suffice like Reb Kahana to be botzea just from one. Really, Rav Zeira says, no, you have to be botzea, not only from both, but from every single loaf which is present. So says these Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Shita, and Rav Hai Gon, just the context of the Gemara seems to be focused on the din of Lecha Mishnah. According to Rashi, the din has nothing to do with Lecha Mishnah. It's a stam din, and Onik Shabbos, you're supposed to cut a big piece to show that you're excited to eat on Shabbos. That has nothing to do with Lecha Mishnah, according to Rashi. We point out Rashi is forced into saying that because he doesn't think that this dinner of Zira could be interpreted as having anything to do with the din of Lecha Mishnah. He's forced to say it's some other din. But the other Rishonim say, no, it has to do with the din of Lecha Mishnah, because the din of Lecha Mishnah is focused on Bitziyas HaPas, and once the focus of Lecha Mishnah is on Bitziyas HaPas, you could thereby understand Reb Zeira as talking about the inyan of Lecha Mishnah and saying, not only did it be Botzea, the two, you should be Botzea every single loaf which is present. So again, there are other kashas that these Rishonim ask in Rashi, but again, for the bigger picture, what we're trying to say is that these Rishonim, who are comfortable to interpret Rav Zeira as talking about Lecha Mishnah and as being focused on the Bitzia, again, seem to align with the second approach that the focus of Lecha Mishnah is all on the Bitzias HaPas. So far in terms of the second approach, we've had the simple pshat in Rabbi Abba, and then we had all these Rishonim, the Rashba, the Shita, and Rav Hai Gon within Rabbi Zeira. And now, moving on to the realm of the poskim, right? So again, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet, which we read before, quote a number of poskim, the Maharshal, the Shla, and the Gra, who all side with this interpretation of the Rashba, and say, yeah, the focus of Lecha Mishnah is on the Bitzia, and therefore you should be Botzea, both breads, right, in line with the Rashba's interpretation of of Reb Zera, that the focus, again, is on the Betzia Sapas, and therefore it doesn't suffice to be Uches both. You actually have to be Botzea from both loaves of bread. So again, these poskim, the Marshal, the Shlom, the Gra, again say that, right, Lamaisa, right, the focus is on the Betzia, and therefore you should be Botzea both loaves of bread. Both loaves of bread. So there, you know, to round out approach number two. But it happens to be the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Minhag HaOlam is to side with approach number one, which is to say that as long as you're Oches both breads, you only have to cut one. And that seems to be, right, the Minhag HaOlam even nowadays, is that unless there are so many people at the table that you need to actually eat from both, people don't just cut from both loaves of bread just for the din of Lech HaMishnah. People hold both, and you should be careful that you're holding both b'shas bracha, but the betzia is only on one. So, right, Minhag Olam is in line with approach number one. Fine. Yes?
How do we specifically know that the Rosh of Paskins like Rav Avinu or Zera when, I mean,
maybe it's coming from Rabbi Abba also.
Then you have two.
Yeah,
perhaps that's the idea. Again, remember, the Paskin like Rav Kahana, also the Psak like Rav Kahana, is a whole, I mean, let's say for the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, they're all Paskin like Rav Kahana because they think that Rav Zera is not really arguing on him. There's no machokas. So if you interpret Rav Zera as talking about a separate thing, about having a big piece, so then yeah, it's Pashu Paskin like Rav Kahana because there's no Bar Plukta really. But once you interpret like the Rashba, that Rav Zera, is arguing on Rav Kahana, so again, I don't know. So it could be right. So, what you're saying? Because Rabbi Abba, you're saying? Could be that's the factor, and it could be just because when the Gemara brings Rav Zera second, it could be that's, you know. I don't know. I'm not sure. Hello, that's wrong. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Also, is there also a machlokas between Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Zera?
According to who?
You have to do two or all of them.
Oh, unclear. Rabbi Abba Pasha is just saying Ikra Adin, right? You'd be both saying on two. Reb Zera is like a hiddur. I think that's the way I interpret it. Is that oh, not only are you supposed to be botzei the two, but if you have others also present, then you should do that also. I don't think he's saying that mi'ikar adin, you have to, for din of lach mishnah, you have to be both, if there are five on the table, you do all five. Right, mi'ikar adin, if you do two, that suffices. Okay, fine. So basically, Adkan, we basically discussed the two general approaches in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah of Lech HaMishnah. Approach number one, that it's the Achiza B'Shas Bracha. And within that, we saw two different versions, whether is it the focus 1A on the Maisa Achiza, or 1B, the focus is on the Bracha, or approach number two, that the focus is on the Betzia. So it really ends up coming out, really, three different versions. Is the Maisa Mitzvah focus on the Achiza? Is it the Maisa Achiza? Is it the Bracha? Or is it the Betzia Zapas? And these three different, perspectives are going to impact several halachos in the sugya. So the first, we'll call it the first impacted issue, first halacha which is going to be impacted by this lamdas, is the issue in a situation where of one person being motzi another person in Lech HaMishnah. And we're going to see there's going to be a major machlokas in terms of, in the case where one person is being motzi another person, right, the other person is being yotze al yidei acher, what does that other person have to do? And we're going to see that this is going to be a great litmus test to what is the focus of the mitzvah. Because depending on how you define the focus, or the gedder of the Maisa mitzvah, that will dictate, right, what the person who's being yotze has to either do himself or be yotze from the other person, al yidei shlichus. So depending on how you magdir, right, the Maisa mitzvah, that's going to impact, right, in this situation, what the other person has to do. So we're going to see right now, we'll just start it today, but the machlokas amongst the mefarshim is whether the person who is being yotze, right, al yidei acher, big machlokas is, does that other person have to make sure that he's eating from the Lech HaMishnah? Does he have to make sure that the bread that he eats comes from Lech HaMishnah, either himself, either having Lech HaMishnah himself, or making sure that he eats from the Lech HaMishnah of the Mevarech? That's going to be approach number one. Or approach number two says, no, As long as you hear the bracha being recited by the Mevarech, and as long as the Mevarech is reciting the Birchas HaPas on Lecha Mishnah, and you're being Yotze, and this other person is being Yotze, the Birchas HaPas from the Mevarech, that's all going, it's going to suffice to just be Yotze through the bracha. Right, so again, as you can imagine, if you think the focus, like Rashi, is just on the Birchas HaPas, so then you're open to saying that all you have to do is to be Yotze from a bracha which is recited on Lecha Mishnah. Masha Enkin, if you take some of the other approaches, that the focus is on the Bitsia or on the Achiza, perhaps you need to eat, and we'll discuss this in detail, perhaps you have to eat from the, you have to eat from the Lecha Mishnah in order to be Mitzarev, in order to connect to the Bitsia and the Achiza. So we'll get to that, the Lamdas, after we see them, after we see the Mefarshim. But in the 2 minutes we have remaining, let's start seeing some of the Rishonim, in this first approach. So the first approach says that the person who's being Yotze Ayde Acher needs to eat from the Lecha Mishnah. Either to have his own Lecha Mishnah that he's eating from, or to take to receive a piece from the Mevarech's Lecha Mishnah. So the first, I'm going to do this a little quickly. On the first Rishon who says this, that the din of Lecha Mishnah requires each person to eat from the Lecha Mishnah. The first makor for this is the Tosas in Psachim Kuf Vav Amad Aleph. Dirmaskul Hava, right? I was planning on getting to the context, but basically, the context that Tosas is discussing is the issue about whether a person is being Yotze from the bracha of the Mevarech, can that other person eat before the Mevarech eats? And in short, Tosas basically says that it depends, right? If the person being Yotze has his own food, whether it's his own wine or his own bread, so then he can eat before the Mevarech. The only time the Gemaros say that the person being Yotze can't eat before the Mevarech is if the person being Yotze is eating from the Mevarech's wine, drinking from the Mevarech's wine, or eating from the Mevarech's lecha. But in short, and in saying that, the Tosa says that what's a situation where the person being Yotze is going to be eating from, let's say, the bread of the Mevarech? So it's either simply where he doesn't have any bread himself, or in the case of Lecha Mishnah, because, right, each person needs to eat from Lecha Mishnah, and therefore if only the Mevarech has Lecha Mishnah, that's going to be a situation where the person being Yotze specifically needs to eat from the bread of the Mevarech, because the din of Lecha Mishnah requires a person to specifically eat from the Lecha Mishnah. So again, the Tosas of Psachim at the end there in the last line says explicitly that the din of Lecha Mishnah requires each person to eat from the Lecha Mishnah. And we're going to see, I guess we'll pick up tomorrow, that the Rush also holds like this. And we'll pick up with the analysis of the Shittos tomorrow.